This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. Welcome, Carm Capriotto, the Service Aftermarket's podcast pioneer. Join me each week for aftermarket insights from my guest host and an industry first, a virtual shop tour. Use the industry's premier podcast as your personal networking resource. And as always, know that you'll learn one thing. The video for this show is on the Aftermarket Weekly page on remarkableresults.biz or on my YouTube channel. I'm with my friend Tom Ciartino from Total Automotive in Tonawanda, New York. Hi, Tom.
Hey, great to be with you, Carm.
Tonawanda, that's an Indian name. Now, if I wasn't local, I would probably have ruined it. I wouldn't have been able to know how to say it, but there's a lot of towns in our western New York that have Indian names.
Yeah, it's amazing how many in this area.
Tom owns a really great shop in Tonawanda. I've been to it a couple of times, but what's really interesting is Tracy and I went there yesterday, just yesterday. We filmed the tour together. Here's a picture of the outside of the shop just to give you an idea yesterday. And I want you to pay very careful attention what you see in the windows, because that's pure marketing, pure advertising. And we're going to show you some bigger close-ups of that in the video. And we're going to tell you how Tom did what he did. We actually did a video yesterday as Tracy and I were driving to Tom's, and it's up on YouTube and it's up on Facebook. So please check that out. And thank you so much to Dorman for your great partnership.
Dorman Products has become an incredible engine for innovation. They are constantly bringing new replacement parts to the automotive industry, and they routinely release tens of thousands of parts across all different categories. Now, why do they do all of this? To enable technicians the freedom to fix their customers' cars and trucks. To do this, Dorman has dedicated teams focused on different aspects of the vehicle to ensure that they are meeting the needs of the aftermarket. Although a lot of their parts are reverse engineering of original equipment, they also redesign and redefine solutions such as their loaded knuckles or programmable electronic power steering rack. Dorman has invested in these OE Fix innovations to help you save time, your customer money, and prevent vehicles from coming back to your shop. In certain cases, Dorman will manufacture aftermarket replacements so you aren't forced to go back to the OE. Hey, want to know more about Dorman? Visit dormanproducts.com/tour.
Tom was with me on this really cool Carmcast about selling batteries, and he sells a lot of batteries, Tom, don't you?
We do. It's amazing if you just ask the customers and you test every battery that comes in the shop, how many batteries you sell.
Well, that happened to me this particular winter. Hey, Scott, how you doing, man? Good to see you. This particular winter, I went out and my car would not start. Now, it's an older vehicle. I think it's 9 years old, but I think it was ready for its second battery. So I was kind of dead in the water until I had that fixed. Overall, Tom, how's business?
We have never seen it busier in 35 years I've been in business. It's amazing what is going on in the automotive industry right now.
Well, look, Tom, let's jump into a couple of things that I'd love to talk to you about. And I know one thing for sure, I'm honored to be part of an independent automotive professional service group that you lead here in Buffalo. We meet for breakfast once a month. And it is a marvelous thing to have. Last meeting, just a few weeks back, there were 25 shop owners there.
You know, it's amazing how this grew from five or six shops that were getting together for breakfast at 6:15 in the morning. And they would just share ideas. And the group has really taken off over the last 5 years to, I think we have 15 shops that attend regularly. We brought the vendors in to meet with us on a social more setting than just a selling type setting. The word's getting out and we're really starting to take some traction and get some shops involved.
Yeah, I love the discussion. And I think this is important to share with our audience. You know, if it's happening in Buffalo, it can happen just about anywhere. To Tom's point, this group realizes they're not each other's competition. The people that sit on the college boards come in, they talk about what's going on at the local college. And I know they just formed a training committee because the move to boutique training and to bring in training to the local people, it's not a trend, it's not a fad, it's just some of the right stuff that needs to be done. So that was great at the last meeting.
Well, we've always had the vendors supporting training, but now if we can do it on our own as a group and bring in who we want to see as trainers and pay for that or co-op with it, we should be able to get more localized training of what we exactly want.
I love the fact that this group recognizes that we all have the same challenges and there's an agenda, but we never get to it because someone brings up something that recently happened and there's an hour of incredible discussion. And I'm sitting in the room saying, wow, this is a Town Hall Academy. I should have recorded it and we should have published it. It's so good.
Every meeting is pretty organic. I mean, we throw out one topic and who knows where it's going to lead an hour later.
By the way, did I tell everyone that we have a special, special treat at the end of this? You know how big I am on apprenticing. You know how big I am that apprenticing starts with internships. Well, Tom is doing one. And we actually, at the end of the show, have a video of me and Tom talking to this young man that is shadowing at Tom's place. But Tom, I want to talk a little bit about, we're going to see some your beautiful window treatments. Now, tell me how all of that worked. I mean, if you can see those windows, you know, it's that treatment where you can see out, but you can't see in, or at least you can see just the pictures up there. How'd that start?
You know, we always had the windows and we it was wasted space, wasted advertising space. So we wanted something different. We just didn't want to put, you know, neon signs in them or words or just anything just floating in the window. I wanted it to turn into a mural for the front of the building. So we threw out some ideas to a local vendor that does this type of stuff. And he came back with some great ideas. If it was a check engine light symbol and a check engine light word, he put it into a picture and we, you know, blended it through the whole front of the building and around the side. The customers love it.
When we pulled up yesterday and I had not seen this, I froze. I really did. I froze in the driveway. I was driving my car and I looked and I go, I've never seen anything like that before. So I'm sure it exists. I'm sure you're not the only one to do it, but you're the first one that I've seen and the first one that we're doing a shop tour that has that. When you see the video, everyone, you're going to love how that thing ended up coming out. So look at some really cool, neat new episodes this week. This EOS episode that just came out today, you know, we've done an entire series on the Entrepreneurial Operating System, 8 episodes, and this is the 9th, I believe, in the series where we get taken inside of what the 2-day leadership meeting is. And I think when you hear this, I think you're going to see how the entire EOS system connects and works. If you don't get inspired by what these guys are doing to lead their companies, and they really accredit EOS to having grown, become multi-shop operators, all of these guys. We also talked to Board Chairman Brad Pellman this week, who's a shop owner out in Colorado, and he's the chairman of ASE. We got some really cool, neat behind-the-scenes stuff about ASE. It's their 50th year. Financial help for your team if your people are living paycheck to paycheck, or if you're living paycheck to paycheck, you got to listen to Financial Help for Your Team. And Matt Fonslow came out with a great episode with Liz Perkins, who's Keith Perkins' wife, and she learned to be a diagnostician, a mobile diagnostician. So thank you for all of that that's going on. Well, I think what we should do is jump inside this great tour. Tom, thank you so much. It was Tracy behind the camera. I think you may even see me and Tom do a cameo in here. And it's really cool. You got a digital sign out there.
That was a great piece when we first moved in to get the message out that we were there. And we still use it and change the message around all the time. The other thing on these front signs, Carm, is that we included the vendors. So some of the major products that we sell, we were able to get co-op money. So just by asking the vendors.
I love the way the car goes from frame to frame. It looks like it's a billboard.
And that's what we wanted. We want to achieve, you know, try and put the car in with the symbol that we were talking about along with the words. And he was able to blend that all together.
And it hooks from what, the inside or the outside?
It goes on the outside. It took him to do all this, probably an hour and a half to do the whole thing. This, believe it or not, is an old Texaco station that you're walking into. So we converted the inside of the Texaco station to the customer waiting area. You'll see later on that there's always an addition put on behind the building. We went with an open floor plan so that the customers felt open that they could go right up and talk to the service writer. We allow them to walk around in there, and you know, Chris behind the counter there, he's available to the customers all the time.
Now look at this. Anybody who's into classic anything automotive, look at the John Beam. That was the alignment piece where everything would hang, right? All the equipment would hang and go in the shelf, right?
So when I purchased the building, this was actually still in service in the back part of the building. The gentleman that owned it still used it on a daily basis. And so we took it out, sent it out to be refurbished, repainted, and repurposed it up front in the waiting room as a storage area and display piece.
You have the room to hold it too, yes.
You'll see further on in the tour, we made the business part of the customer area on one side, and then we took the customers and put them on the other side. So this way, when Chris is on the phone or we're talking to a customer or customers walk in, they're separate. So the waiting area has a little divider, and it makes it more private. They can watch TV, have a cup of coffee. A lot of our menu boards up on the wall so that they have their own area all to themselves. As you saw, we got a fish tank in the corner. The kids love going up and seeing the fish in the corner. So now we're walking back into the shop, about a 5,000 square foot shop area. We have, in this area, we have four above ground lifts, a truck lift, and a 18,000 pound alignment rack / truck lift. It's set up with a pretty open design so the cars can pull in, similar to a dealership, and each technician has their own bay. We have a considerably high ceiling, 16 feet. As you can see, we saw the food truck is in the bay. We have fleet work that comes in. We can handle the taller vehicles, cube trucks, fleet vehicles. So there's a considerable amount of business that comes our way that way. Waste oil heater, best investment I ever made. That heats the whole shop. This shop is kind of funny. It has three heating systems. The previous owner put two in, one that's never been fired up since the building was new, and had radiant heat when I bought it, and then I added the waste heat. The radiant heat or the other heat has not been turned on since I put the waste oil heater in.
Very nice, very clean, very organized. Obviously, fleet work is important to you.
It is. We see quite a bit. We have quite a few fleets that come to us. As you can see, we do stock tires. Tires is a good portion of our business. I find it's an impulse buy. So if I have the tires on the shelf and a customer needs them for inspection or for some other purpose, we can put them right on the vehicle. Overhead oil reels. Each oil reel set services two bays. So I have four sets of oil reels on the ceiling.
And anytime I would ever stop by and see Tom, he'd be always hanging out in this bay right here.
I still have my hands in the cars every day. This bay works two ways. Either it's a bay that I'll use full time. It'll work as an overflow bay. We do rust proofing. It keeps it out of the main shop. This here is the stock room. We stock quite a few of the fast moving parts. Pretty much all the oil filter numbers, top 20 numbers on air filters, like top 20 on brakes. If it's a quick mover, we'll stock it rather than wait for it. Even though, you know, we can get our parts within usually an hour, we still would rather have that car out of the bay in that hour time.
Nice tour, Tom. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that, and actually allowing Tracy and I to come out and film this for you. A lot to learn, a lot to see. But we do want to show a video that I recorded with Jay Mack and Tom.
Hey, everybody. You know how big I am on apprenticing, how big I am on internships. And if you've recently heard Karen Monaco in the Big Picture program, that episode that we recently did, here's one of the results. Hi, Jay.
Hey.
How you doing? Tom Ciartino is here. This is your intern from the Kentown School District. And it was so lucky to be here to actually do an aftermarket weekly show with Tom to show off his place. But we got a chance to meet the real intern. I'm excited about that. Are you having any fun here? Are you learning anything?
Yeah, I'm learning a lot.
What are you learning, man?
So I'm learning like tire changes and oil changes, like all sorts of stuff. How to change the brakes and everything, do tire reports.
How's he doing?
He's like a sponge. We literally show him something and he picks it up right away, and it's just great to see kids learn.
I'm so happy to be able to just put this video out there, because we're always concerned, where are we going to get our future technicians in our industry? Let's do an apprentice program, but wouldn't it be nice to be able to at least discover some of the youth that we have that would have an interest in the automotive aftermarket and or in fixing cars and what our future technology is about? I bet you you're blown away by all the computers and the high-tech things. Are you learning anything like that?
Oh, yeah. The different, like, devices that they use.
Checking tires.
Yeah, like, checking tires and stuff like that. Like, for the tire sensors and everything, they have, like, devices for it that make it, like, a lot easier for, like, to work with.
I'm thrilled. Thank you for giving him a chance, for working with the high schools, for being part of the Big Picture program, and for coming out today and saying hello to us, because I want people to see in the flesh that these programs really work. They're really important. And there's guys like Jay who want to work with their hands or look at the potential of having a skilled job in the future.
I just loved that interview. I really feel so good about doing that. Thank you, Tom, for anticipating. Tom, we walked in yesterday and Tom says, I got a surprise for you. Jay Mack is going to come over and maybe we can interview him. And I was thrilled. Thank you so much for thinking down the road for me, since my soapbox is high on apprenticing and even higher on interns, Tom. And what else can you tell us? He's a sponge, you said, huh?
It's amazing how quick kids will learn if you allow them the opportunity to learn. And with this program, there's no limitations. You don't have to worry about them using power tools or teaching them how to use a lift, how to use a tire machine. They're covered by insurance. So you don't have to worry about it. There's no limitations and you just let them go.
So when does he come in? Time of day? I mean, you get him, what, 2 days a week?
I get him on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 in the morning till 1. It's a great program. They pick him up. They drop him off. If there's any questions, we call their instructor and they handle it. We, like I said before, we don't have any limitations with them. As much as we want to teach them, we can teach them. It's a long-term operation where, you could technically get a kid at 14, 15 years old in this program, have them for 3-4 years and turn them into an employee, or, at least turn them on to a college training program where they can further their career on.
Well, I want to encourage everyone to go listen to the episode Remarkable Results 715, or go to my website, type in Big Picture, or just scroll up in your listening app and look for Big Picture with Karen Monaco. She explains how this works and that the Big Picture program is nationwide. Not every school has it, but I'll bet you if you walk in and see a principal and says, hey, you have a shadowing program, even the Big Picture program, it's almost like a wedding invitation. If they have it, you're in. And they'll let you talk to the teachers. And in fact, a friend of ours, Tom Jeff Scruggs, had this school bring out 4 or 5 teachers and 15 students to see one of his shops. And they were just enamored by what they showed in his shop to the young people.
Well, I think what's bigger here, Carm, is this, what we started the show with. I had the Big Picture program. I brought Karen to an IPAS meeting, introduced her to you. You had her on a show. Now we're introducing you to the actual intern. So, we've gone full circle with this whole topic.
I'm so excited to have done that. You can't have an apprentice if someone walks in the door and they meet your qualifications. But what a great way to take a serious look at someone and consider them to come into a shadowing program like Big Picture. And by the way, the insurances are, everyone's protected, and the insurance is paid by Big Picture or the school, so you don't have to worry about that. And furthermore, they get a ride to and fro.
And sometimes it's a child that won't have an opportunity to go to college or won't have an opportunity to further their education. So the trades a lot of times are where they want to wind up, and just giving them the opportunity to explore that is important.
Thank you for all that you do to promote the independence here in Buffalo by corralling this independent group into a monthly meeting, and for frankly bringing on all the vendors who want to come and just shoot the breeze with everyone. Tom Ciartino, Total Automotive in Buffalo, it was great. I am thrilled we were able to do this, your tour, and also meet your apprentice, Tom.
Loved being here.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.